Hey, long week. I've been kind of useless since Tuesday because I read something and I can't stop turning it over. My partner asked what was wrong, and I said, no, nothing's wrong. A chip company might be guaranteeing $250 billion in debt for a single building.
Not a building. 10 gigawatts.
10 gigawatts of data center capacity? Yeah, on a federal site, the Ports Technology Campus in Piketon, Ohio, which is Department of Energy land. SoftBank's energy arm, SB Energy, is developing it. The Wall Street Journal reported July 26th that NVIDIA is in talks to guarantee roughly $250 in financing so that OpenAI can anchor the lease.
20-year lease. That's the structure OpenAI's negotiating.
All the phases? Estimated at over $500 billion. A figure that, okay, Masayoshi Son apparently said publicly, but wait, has anyone independently modeled that number? Because that's the part I keep bouncing off of.
No, and that's exactly where I want to start.
Because if the math is Son's math, and he's the same guy whose vision fund, okay, I don't want to get ahead of it, but that's the thing that's been eating at me since Tuesday.
The real question here is simpler than it looks. If a chip supplier has to guarantee your lease, what does that say about who actually believes in the underlying economics?
Wait, is the headline even right? Because every outlet is saying NVIDIA is financing OpenAI. But that's not actually what's happening, is it?
It's not. Think of it like a parent co-signing a mortgage for a kid who can't get approved a loan. NVIDIA is the co-signer, not the buyer, not the lender. If OpenAI misses payments, NVIDIA is on the hook, but no money changes hands up front.
So the $250 billion is a backstop, a guarantee, not a check.
OpenAI's 20-year lease obligations to SB Energy and SB Energy's own project financing for the Ohio campus. Both legs, one guarantee.
Wait, why does OpenAI even need a cosigner? Like, they just closed a massive funding round. They're the most talked about company in tech. How does that not translate into... No, actually, I think I see it. Credit rating?
OpenAI doesn't have an investment-grade credit rating. Conventional project financing at this scale, we're talking infrastructure debt markets, won't touch you without one. So the guarantee exists because the debt markets said no.
The debt markets said no to OpenAI.
And separately, NVIDIA is in talks to help finance OpenAI's chip acquisition, another figure that could hit $35 billion on top of the guarantee. So NVIDIA isn't just the cosigner on the lease. It's potentially financing the hardware purchases too, supplier and lender, simultaneously.
So if the economics of running 10 gigawatts of AI compute were obviously clearly profitable, OpenAI could just borrow normally. And they can't. So what does NVIDIA actually know that it's not saying out loud?
That's the wrong question, actually. What NVIDIA knows isn't the story. What NVIDIA gets is. Their explicit return for guaranteeing $250 billion in debt is locked in multi-year GPU demand. The lender and the product vendor are the same entity. The guarantee is literally secured by future purchases of NVIDIA's own chips.
So the guarantee is backed by the thing the guarantee is paying for?
Structurally, yes. And everyone is reading this as NVIDIA being bullish on AI. That's the wrong frame.
No, wait. Play devil's advocate with me for a second. Cisco did this. Cisco financed the internet build-out. They lent to the telecoms buying their routers. And we did actually build the internet. Is this not just that playbook again?
Cisco wasn't also selling the switches to the customers it was financing. That's the gap. NVIDIA is backstopping debt that pays for NVIDIA chips. The risk assessment is not independent. It can't be.
Wait, AMD did the same thing. $5 billion into Anthropic, up to 2 gigawatts. Instinct MI450 GPUs, reported July 22nd. That's not NVIDIA being weird. That's a pattern.
Which is exactly what should alarm a lender. Picture a CFO at a regional bank. OpenAI's financing team approaches them in Q4 to co-originate some of this project debt. Standard infrastructure play on paper. The CFO reads the term sheet, finds NVIDIA's guarantee buried in there, and has to figure out whether that backstop is real protection or circular paper.
Because if OpenAI defaults, NVIDIA covers it. But NVIDIA's exposure only exists because OpenAI didn't buy enough NVIDIA chips to stay solvent. So you're not protected. You're just one layer deeper in the same hole.
And that question gets a lot harder when you factor in who owns the land this whole thing sits on, and whether the $500 billion figure is math or mythology. We'll get there.
Wait, that's actually where I want to go. Because the Portsmouth site, the DOE land in Pike County, that's not just a detail. That's a dependency. Like, SB Energy is developing a 10-gigawatt campus on ground the federal government still owns. What happens if federal cooperation, I don't know, shifts? Because a groundbreaking ceremony in March 2026 doesn't lock in a 30-year federal land agreement.
Execution risk. Real one.
At least not publicly. Keith Hyde, OpenAI's infrastructure director, has talked about the evolving scope of Stargate. But evolving scope on DOE land is a different thing than evolving scope on private land. You can't just... I mean, if the Department of Energy pulls the arrangement, what does SB Energy actually own?
Nothing that's worth $250 billion in guaranteed debt, and that's before the cost question. The first phase targets 800 megawatts by 2028. Full campus is 10 gigawatts. There is no comparable project. Zero. So the $500 billion figure isn't based on comparable cost modeling. It can't be.
Wait. Masayoshi Son said the number? The same person whose Vision Fund wrote checks to WeWork?
If the real cost hits $650 or $750, NVIDIA's guarantee covers what exactly? The original figure? A fraction? That's not spelled out publicly.
And then there's the Oracle thing, which is... Okay, actually, no, this is the part that broke my brain a little. Oracle stock jumped on this deal. The market read NVIDIA backstopping OpenAI as good news for Oracle, which is one of the cloud landlords OpenAI is literally walking away from. How does that work?
Because the market priced it as AI infrastructure expanding overall, not as OpenAI defecting from Microsoft, Amazon, and Oracle. But those are not the same thing. OpenAI owning its own compute is, structurally, the first time it doesn't need to rent from any of them.
Two things I'm actually watching. One, does Microsoft or Amazon push back on compute exclusivity at the Ohio campus? Two, does NVIDIA disclose total contingent liabilities at its next earnings call? Because right now, that number is invisible on their balance sheet.
NVIDIA is the supplier, the guarantee backstop, and the entity whose revenue collapses if OpenAI fails. That's three roles. No exit from any of them.
And AMD is now in that same structure with Anthropic. 5 billion up to 2 gigawatts. So this isn't one weird deal. It's just how the whole stack is getting built. Which means the question isn't whether NVIDIA's exposure is too big. It's... Wait, at what total guarantee size does this become something regulators actually have to look at? Because right now, it's invisible on the balance sheet.
Cisco in 2000 had vendor-financed receivables that weren't fully visible either. Then demand missed. They wrote down $2 billion in a single quarter. NVIDIA's contingent liability here is not $2
billion. I mean, that's the thing I'm genuinely left holding. We've seen vendor financing work. The internet got built. We've seen it detonate. And I don't know which story this is yet. I'm not sure anyone does.
Nobody does. That's an honest place to stop.